You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Music of the stars is on the air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Les Brown, the band of renown.
We need a hit, so here I go.
Ball one.
Hey!
Ball two.
Hey!
Strike one.
Ooh!
Strike two.
Kill that umpire.
Yeah!
A case of Wheaties.
Just a man and not a freak, Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, we want you and I, sir.
He tied the mark at 44, July the 1st, you know. Since then he's hit a good 12 more, Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, we want you and I, sir.
From coast to coast, that's all you'll hear of Joe, the one-man show. He's glorified the horsehide sphere, Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, we want you and I, sir.
He'll live in baseball's Hall of Fame, he got there blow by blow. Our kids will tell their kids his name, Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
We dream of Joey with the light from back. Joe DiMaggio,
we want you on our side. Stopped our Joe one night in Cleveland. Oh, 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 goodbye, Street DiMaggio.
Joe Raposo wrote this. Surprising how many people aren't familiar with the tune, Francis Albert Sinatra. See if you can guess the ballpark he's talking about. I guessed I was wrong.
And there used to be a ballpark where the field was warm and green, and the people played their crazy game with a joy I'd never seen. And the air was such a wonder, from the hot dogs and the beer. Yes, there used to be a ballpark right here. And there used to be rock candy and a great big 4th of July with the fireworks exploding all across the summer sky, and the people watched in wonder how they laugh and how they cheer. And there used to be a ballpark right here. Now the children try to find it.
The Polo Grounds was one of the most famous stadium locations in the history of the New York City area. Start
the Polo team just isn't playing, and the new team hardly tries, and the sky has got so cloudy when it used to be so clear, and the summer went so quickly this year. Yes, there used to be a ballpark right here.
Park. This venue would be rebuilt several times over in its second location in Manhattan. This is the rise and fall of the Polo Grounds. The Polo Grounds would begin as a polo playing area in Central Park, but as a baseball stadium, it would begin its era as such in the 1880s. Slowly but surely, baseball being played at the grounds would surge in popularity, with seating being constructed and expanded throughout the 1880s. By the end of the decade, the first version of the grounds would be moved, and its more famous location, near the Harlem River, due to road development in the original location, would be ready for baseball. The main tenant, the New York Baseball Giants, would begin their longtime tenure there after their short stay at the original, while also being known as the New York Metropolitan there. The second version was more of a transitory stadium, as the third would be quickly built, with room for 16,000. Over the next 21 years, the grounds were gradually expanded, this time all the way to 31,000. Unfortunately, in 1911 though, a fire would bring the third version to its end.
First time I heard that song, and I thought, oh yeah, Ebbets Field. No, it was the Polo Grounds. The song was written about Joe Raposo and Gordon Jenkins Orchestra. Thank you.
new seats, hold your hats. It's not the finish of the show. The love scene must be played out before the final fade out. Sinatra gets Garrett, Kelly gets Williams, for that's the plot the author wrote. Don't turn this duet into a quartet and end it on a happy note.
Judy Garland,
take Catherine Grayson,
take Mr. Crosby
or Fred Astaire.
Don't let the movie spin them up, cause they look so pretty when we pin them up.
Like the annual Elks Convention, like the Rotary Club Soiree, like Masonic Halls or Fireman's Balls, like honeymooning at Niagara Falls. They're really here to stay, cause it's
strictly USA. My sermon today, said the Reverend Jones, is baseball and whence it came. If you take the good book and you take a good look, you will find the first baseball game. It says Eve stole first and Adam second. Solomon umpired the game. Rebecca went to the well with the pitcher, and Ruth in the field made a name. Goliath was struck out by David, a base hit made on Abel by Cain, and the prodigal son made a great home run. Brother Noah gave checks out for rain. Now old Saint Pete was checking errors, also had charge of the gate. Salome sacrificed Big John the Baptist, who wound up ahead on the plate. Delilah was pitching to Samson when he brought down the house with a clout. And the angels that day made a double play. That's when Adam and Eve were thrown out. Now Jonah wailed, went down swinging. Later he popped up again. A line drive by old Nebuchadnezzar made Daniel warm up in the pen. Satan was pitching that apple. It looked as though he might fan them all. But then Joshua let go with a mighty blow, and he blasted one right at the wall, shouting, come along and let's play ball.
From the grandstands, like a lot of us, would you welcome Bob Uecker? Well, it's that time again, World Series time, and your heart must quicken.
Well, of course it is World Series time, and I guess As I've said before, when the word baseball is mentioned, I guess my name would automatically come to your mind.
Yes, it does. I was watching the news the other night. It was kind of the sports, you know, and it was kind of distressing to see. They did the final telecast from Washington. The Senators are going, I guess, to Texas, are they not? Yes. Washington Senators. They had about 1,000 people out for the final game, and it's going to be the first time in 73 years they said that Washington is not going to have a baseball. Is this going to be good for baseball?
Well, there's been a lot of moves that have taken place in baseball, but I think, you know, everybody talks about moving the team. In the case of Washington, I think they should leave the team there and move Washington.
might have a point. I never looked at it that way, but certainly logical. Somebody gave me some pictures tonight. Are these some of the highlights
yes,
of your career?
Right.
14 years. How many teams did you play with?
I was with four. Everybody wanted to take a chance on winning the pennant, of course, so...
You kept going
right.
From team to team?
Right.
Okay. Let's... I haven't seen these myself. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll hold them up, and maybe you can tell us what they're... they see the monitor up there. Obviously, it's a locker room celebration.
No, this is actually a picture of me getting ready for a game.
Well, one long ball hitter, that's what we need. I'd sell my soul for one long ball hitter.
Good evening.
Who are you?
A man who agrees with you.
Agrees?
One long ball hitter. That's what the team needs.
You're right about that. You live around here?
My name is Applegate, and I think we have something in common. A love of the national game.
Oh, you bet. You bet. Care to sit down?
Thank you. You don't like to see the Senators in seventh place.
Well, they may pull together yet.
I'm here to make you a proposition. Not only would you like to see Washington win a pennant, but your secret yearning all your life has been to be a baseball player yourself.
I wasn't so bad in high school.
Not so bad. They were scouting you for Kansas City. You still got your spike shoes and your glove. They're up in your bedroom.
Who told you?
Would you like to be the greatest baseball player in all history?
Big joke.
No joke. You can be a great ball player.
I can't even bend over and touch my toes.
Try. Just for laughs.
What do you know? Now listen to me.
With my help, a lot of things come easy. Oh, do you smoke?
Hey, how'd you pull that off?
I'm handy with fire.
Who are you?
I am quite a famous character, Mr. Boyd. I have historical significance, too.
Oh, 'cause I said so.
Well, all right, if Meg's awake, all right.
Listen, mister, I don't know what the gag is, but I mean...
The other half is something else. Something bigger. You gotta have... heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and mope. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope. When your luck is batting zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you gotta have heart.
haven't got.
A great pitcher, we haven't got.
A great ball club, we haven't got.
What do we got?
We've got heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start.
Now you're getting the idea.
We've got hope. We don't sit around and mope. Not a solitary sod do we heed, mister, cause we've got hope.
Boys, I'm proud of you.
We're so happy that we're humming.
That's the hardy thing to do.
Ho, ho, ho.
Cause we know our ship will come in.
So it's 10 years overdue.
Ho, ho, ho. We've got heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course. But keep that old horse before the cart.
So what the heck's the use of crying?
Why should we curse?
We gotta get better, cause we can't get worse.
And to add to it, we've got heart. We've got heart. We've got heart.
Okay, Smokey, baby, let's go better.
Corazón. Corazón.
You gotta have heart. When the grin should start, you gotta have hope.
Corazón.
Mustn't sit around and mope.
Corazón.
Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope. When your luck is batting zero, get your chin above the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart.
Corazón.
Miles and miles and miles of heart.
Corazón.
Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First you gotta have heart.
Corazón.
Is batting zero. Get your chin above the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you gotta have heart. Yes, you gotta.
The rest of the story. Why do you suppose the uncivil war continues to intrigue us so? Could it be the irony of a nation calling itself the United States, falling so bitterly into disunity? So passionate is this ongoing fascination that buffs find themselves in frequent disagreement. However, there seems to be a consensus that the war officially began April 12, 1861 at Fort Sumter. But who fired the first shot? It's been the subject of a lively debate among historians for more than 100 years. Most of the details regarding the assault on and defense of Fort Sumter were scrupulously recorded. But nobody remembers, that is, with certainty, the identity of the man who pulled the trigger and plunged the nation into its darkest hours. For many years, the distinction was bestowed upon one Edmund Ruffin, a Virginia agriculturalist whose eagerness to have it out with the Yankees was indeed well known. Other names have been mentioned along the way, a lieutenant named Gibbs, a private named Halsey, even a little girl named Frances Pickens. Well, today's authorities say that probably Confederate Lieutenant Henry S. Farley fired the opening shot of the Civil War, but pending the surprise discovery of some definitive document regarding the matter, all we can say for certain is that some Southerner started it. But this is the rest of the story. For all the uncertainty as to who shot first, There is no question whatsoever concerning who shot back. He was a senior captain of the Federal garrison defending Fort Sumter. He was, in fact, second in command, and his name was Abner. And you will recall that the fort was, in fact, still is, located in Charleston Harbor, some distance from shore. The Yankees were in possession of the fort. The Rebs told the Yankees to get out. The Yankees said they would think about it, but they didn't think hard enough to suit the Rebs. At 4:30 a.m. on that fateful Friday, a Confederate artillery shell roared into the black sky from the ironclad battery on Morris Island. Now, Abner was asleep inside Fort Sumter. Abner was sound asleep until that Confederate shell crashed through the masonry and exploded not very far from the captain's head. Well, that rude awakening made Abner very angry. So, abruptly awakened, he managed to gather his wits about him, sought out and found the first Federal cannon within reach. Soon as he got his hands on that cannon, he returned the fire. And there's no doubt about what I've just said. For having fired the first Union shot of the Civil War, Abner nonetheless remains a mere footnote in the history of that conflict. You've never heard before that it was he who fired the first shot. Posterity has all but ignored what Abner did. Instead, Abner has been praised for something he never did. What he did not do was invent baseball. And yet he, Captain Abner Doubleday, in April of 1861, did indeed throw out the season's first Yankee cannonball. Now you know the rest of the story.
Yeah. staccato. Elmer Bernstein.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers, or the highway patrol. These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state laws.
You're thinking, who? It's really David Rose. Highway Patrol, 1954, and several years thereafter, all those great 55 Buicks, once in a while a Nash, huh? The reason it's Ray Llewellyn instead of David Rose is that Ziv Productions was notoriously cheap. And they said, David, would you like to write the theme for the brand new Highway Patrol show we're doing on syndication? He goes, sure, only we're not going to pay you what you want. I'm paraphrasing. Unless you take low scale, we'll find somebody else. And by the way, you can't use David Rose. Well, let's see. I want the job. Okay, I'll be Ray Llewellyn. True story. Highways. Not always happy ways. Mills Brothers.
Highways are happy ways when they lead to home, sweet home. Highways are happy ways. Doesn't matter where you roam. And as you travel along the ribbons of gray, they all unravel and pull you home.
is the city, Los Angeles, California. A lot of it has always been here. The mountains, the deserts, the ocean. Some of it had to be developed, like oil and water and the land. The rest was built from scratch. A human mind conceived this and this. Man has an instinct to create or to build.
My name's Friday. I'm a cop. I was working the day watch out of robbery when I got a call from the Acme School Bell Company. There'd been a robbery.
There's been a robbery.
Yes, sir. What was it?
My clappers.
Your clappers?
Yeah, you know those things inside a bell that makes them clang?
The clangers.
That's right. We call them clappers in the business.
A clapper caper.
What's that?
Nothing, sir. Now, can I have the facts? What kind of clappers were stolen on this caper?
They were copper clappers.
And where were they kept?
In the closet.
Uh-huh. You have any ideas who might have taken the copper clappers from the closet?
Well, just one. I fired a man. He swore he'd get even.
What was his name?
Claude Cooper.
You think he...
That's right. I think Claude Cooper copped my copper clappers. Kept in the closet.
You know where this Claude Cooper is from?
Yeah. Cleveland.
That figures. That figures.
What makes it worse, they were clean.
Clean copper clappers.
That's right.
Why do you think Cleveland's Claude Cooper would cop your clean copper clappers kept in your closet?
Only one reason.
What's that?
He's a kleptomaniac.
Who first discovered the copper clappers were copped?
My cleaning woman, Clara Clifford.
that figures. Now let me see if I got the facts straight here. Cleaning woman Clara Clifford discovered your clean copper clappers kept in a closet were copped by Claude Cooper, the kleptomaniac from Cleveland. Now, is that about it?
One other thing.
What's that?
If I ever catch kleptomaniac Claude Cooper from Cleveland who copped my clean copper clappers from kept in the closet...
Yes?
I'll clobber him.
This is the city. It's quiet, it's peaceful. Millions of people are sleeping. I'm a cop. My name's Jim Saturday. I'm also Jim Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. My partner's Jim Sunday. That's my day off. The time was exactly 1:13 a.m. I knew it was 1:13 because since 1 o'clock I had boiled 3 2-minute eggs, 2 3-minute eggs, and made 60 cups of instant coffee. I was at the station house and the boss came in like gangbusters.
Jim, I'm gonna throw this case to you. Get a nickel back on every bottle, Jim.
Your boss is sure a scream. Somehow when the boss hits my funny bone, he really fractures me.
Oh?
I talked to my partner about the case. Partner, Snatcher McFink has struck again. He's kidnapped the whole state of Texas. He's done away entirely with Texas.
Hooray!
Is that a way to act when I tell you some varmint has done away with all Texas?
Texas? I thought you said taxes.
The time was now 2:14. I knew it was 2:14 because since 2:10, Guy Lombardo had played one chorus of the Minute Waltz. Suddenly, my brain began to work with machine gun precision. I'd remembered Snatcher McFink's hideout. We jumped into the squad car and took off. When we got to the hideout, I said to him, "Okay, Snatcher, why did you snatch Texas?"
"I don't know, copper. I had no motive. I'm plumb loco."
Ah, a locomotive.
"And besides, I couldn't have been out snatching Texas. You see this dame?"
I looked. The dame was dead. Had she shot herself? Had she taken poison? Or had she taken gas? Snatcher, you know anything about this dead dame?
A little. I killed her.
That made me suspicious. You know, the dame was quite a doll. Kind of what the book writers call a siren. Man, I'll never forget those eyes of hers. One eye was blue, one eye was gray. The other eye was brown. It was time I gave the boss a buzz. "Operator, give me the chief." By mistake, she'd given me the super chief. I told the boss we had nailed Snatcher. The boss could now close the case with the official seal. Crime does not pay. Guilty Aloysius P. McFink, alias the Snatcher, paid for his crime. His last message was...
"Jim Saturday, I'll be out in 99 years, and I'll get you for this. Whatever else I may be, I ain't chicken. And furthermore..."
My poor heart is heavy as a bucket of liver, and my feet are burning like fire. I'm standing here on the corner wondering where all the women are. Now you might think I'm a little too old, but I'm in there chasing them all. But then I reckon if I ever caught one, that I would break right down and bawl. Now the chase is on, and here comes blondes up the backstretch. Brunettes are running on the outside. Blackheads are being squeezed, they're almost standing still. My feet's a-getting a blister, and I'm a-getting mighty short on wind. The chase is on, and I'll be right in it, just as long as it's downhill.
Thank you.
So waking up each morning and finding she was gone from me. It ain't that I wasn't crazy about her, cause I sure did love her a heap. But my mind was a-making appointments that my body just couldn't keep. Now the chase is on and here comes blonde up the backstretch. Brunettes are running on the outside. Black heads are being squeezed, they're almost standing still. My feet are getting a blister and I'm getting mighty short on wind. The chase is on and I'll be right in it. Yes, as long as it's downhill.
Homer and Jethro and Spike Jonze before that. The music of the stars. Palm Sunday in the Christian tradition.
Tell the rabble to be quiet. We anticipate a riot. This common crowd is much too loud. Tell the mob who sing your song that they are fools and they are wrong. They are a curse. They should disperse.
Waste your breath moaning at the crowd. Nothing can be done to stop the shouting. If every tongue were still, the noise would still continue. The rocks and stones themselves would start to sing. Hosanna, hey, zanna, 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 ho, zanna, hey, zanna, ho. Sing me your songs, but not for me alone. Sing out for yourselves, for you are blessed. There is not one of you who cannot win the kingdom. The slow, the suffering, the quick, the dead. Hosanna, hey, zanna, 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 ho, zanna, hey.
Mark chapter 11, and it'd be verses 1 through 11. Is Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. And this is the triumphant entry. Now when they drew near Jerusalem to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, and he said to them, we'll be right back.
This is Andre Rieu. 500 musicians.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.